If you're packing a picnic for the 4th of July, the slow food movement would like you to consider enjoying it more slowly. The slow food movement is an international effort begun in Europe that wants to restore the pleasures of mealtime, emphasizing fresh local foods, hospitality, and a more relaxed approach to dining. Slow foodies from across the country and even a few from across the Atlantic are pulling up to the table today in Baltimore for a feast of the local specialty, blue crabs and beer. Monica Marbach is the head of Slow Food Baltimore, and she joins us now from Jimmy's Famous Seafood in Baltimore. Hi, Monica.
Hi, how you doing?
Monica, you're at the crab feast right now. What's going on around you?
Well, we have, if you can picture it, massive piles of crustaceans on brown paper-covered tables with copious quantities of locally brewed Clipper City, McHenry, and Pale Gold beers. There's tons of little bits of salt and seasoning that were all over the crabs because the crabs have the traditional Chesapeake Bay seasoning on them, and that kind of gets everywhere. It's in everyone's hair and their hands and their fingernails. It's wonderful.
This event is billed as the slowest crab feast of the year. Now, eating crabs, for people who don't know, is a very tedious process. If you love crabs, it takes a while to get to the meat. You got to take off the shell with a mallet, then you got to pick at the claws with a pick. How can you make this any slower?
It's slow, and that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek way of saying that, first of all, we're having traditional Maryland blue crabs. Most of the crabs that are sourced nowadays for the crab houses come from as far away as Thailand, as well as the southern Gulf states. And we wanted people to get a taste of what real Maryland blue crabs taste like, because they are slowly disappearing from the Chesapeake Bay. And Slow Food's whole philosophy is to encourage local cultural awareness about food products that are sourced in the region, in this case, Maryland or Baltimore.
Is there a method to eating slowly?
Well, it starts with the philosophy that you know where your food came from. It's not a generically obtained food, meaning you haven't gone and gotten it from a chain. Perhaps you actually know the producer who grew it or made it or prepared the recipe. The next thing is all about conviviality, enjoying that food in a convivial setting. People don't take the time to talk anymore, exchange ideas, have discussions over food. It's always rushing from one point to the other. So the slow food way to eat is really to know where your food came from, take the time to appreciate it and enjoy it with other people that you care about.
Monica, I understand you have some delegates with you from the Slow Food headquarters in Italy. Are they enjoying their Maryland crabs?
They are very much so enjoying their Maryland crabs. Would you like to ask them?
If I can, yes.
Yes, I'm going to pass you over to Bobby, who is here from Italy, and he will let you know how he's enjoying our crabs, if I can get him away from his crab for a moment.
Hello.
Hello, Bobby.
We are having a great experience directly from Italy. We have nothing like this in Italy. We have crabs, but it's incredible how you eat crabs here in Maryland.
Monica, it sounds like the philosophy is about way more than just eating.
Oh, yeah. It's about conscious consumption.
It's also more about relationships, too.
That's true. I mean, the whole point of slow food is to build an air of community and conviviality centered around the pleasures of the table.
Monica Marbach is the head of Slow Food Baltimore. Monica, enjoy your feast.
Thank you so very much.